Governor Tony Evers Monday declared a state of emergency after what's been called a thousand-year flood in southeastern Wisconsin. The storms of this past weekend quickly overwhelmed water systems, leading to severe flooding across the Milwaukee area, backing up into basements and destroying personal property. And while some residents looked for answers, a group of Northside organizers rounded up young men and got to work. WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez brings us this story of community care from the 2025 flood.
After Milwaukee's 2010 flood, Crystal Trigg and Valerie Raspberry had water in their front yards up to their knees. They're in the Lincoln Park neighborhood, right next to the Milwaukee River. After this past weekend's rain, the water was in their backyards. Five homes, all in a row, flooded.
Right. A lake, a river, no, that's
with
it.
With no fish.
I can put a boat back there.
Okay.
And it will float.
Both women said the first thing they did was reach out to the city's social service hotline, 211. It was no help.
So I tried to do the website, because when you're on hold forever, they give you a website. It's the wrong website. So I had to Google to get the right website. So I just put my information on the website. Nobody had contacted me yet.
Where the city didn't step up? Community organizers did.
And a part of me just felt like somebody's out kicking it on Water Street. Somebody's sleeping in their bed. When they wake up in the morning, they'll be devastated.
This is Montreal Kane. He was awake when his basement started flooding early Sunday morning.
I got a call from my pastor around 7 in the morning saying, hey, church is canceled. Now for me, church is a full work day. And so my body was already ready to work.
Montreal is active in ministry, producing music and video content. He's also been a community organizer since he was 15. So no church. Body's ready to go. He hit the streets, streaming from Facebook Live.
Grand Rising, beautiful people. If you're in Milwaukee and you like me, you've probably been dealing with some flooding.
I went to the first drain I saw. I think it was 35th and Center. I'm unclogging the drain and said, there's other people that care about this community. If I record it and show them what to do and tell them to use what they have, I can't get everywhere. But we can create some type of step-by-step process.
Montreal's Live started out with him unclogging city drains. That led to people reaching out, because their homes needed unclogging. As those asks started to pour in, so did men around Milwaukee looking to help out, including Aziz Abdullah.
Probably around like 4 or 5 o'clock, we'll be able to start getting out here. And really what we want to try to do, especially for elders or, you know, families who don't have the means, that's who we want to be able to help out. So if you know
Aziz Montreal and the other guys taught themselves how to drain a basement. They learned all about water transfer pumps, bought a few, along with some hose lines and gasoline, and got to work.
I walk in and people are like, oh, FEMA's here. Like, we're not FEMA. We just some brothers from Milwaukee.
There was a mom and a son yesterday, and the kids are outside playing. And, you know, she opens up her doors to a group of guys that she don't know, you know, so there's trust that we had to get built instantaneously.
The guys go in. The basement's flooded. Bad.
This basement was full, up to our chest.
I mean, one of my guys drove down from Eau Claire, had 3 kids. She made them a pizza. You know what I mean? It just, after a while, it's like we know new people in the city of Milwaukee.
The guys were helping people out free of charge until close to 2 a.m. the next morning. Montreal Kane says that people couldn't wait on the city's response.
We probably got at least 4 houses done today. I know I had a chance to unclog about 26 sewers. Some people are paying $750, $500. You don't have to pay anything for us to do this. All we need is supplies, and we're going to continue to show up.
After all that work Sunday, Aziz and some of the guys were back at it Monday afternoon, clearing out Crystal Trigg, Valerie Raspberry, and their neighbors' backyards.
Before yesterday, did you know how to do any of this?
No. We just got to it. Now we're professionals.
To me, it feels like there's somebody out there that's willing to help.
And now I can breathe. I can see I'm going to get to the end of the tunnel. I can see it now. But at first, I had no hope.
That's the beauty and the silver lining of the situation is, you know, we can all show up. And I think people are super grateful. I'm grateful to be a blessing to others and for us to even have the capacity and be in a position to help.
Aziz and Montreal said they'll continue to respond to calls for as long as they can. I'm Jimmy Gutierrez, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.